How about the next patient with the positive margins?
Well, this next gentleman provides one. Certainly there can be a lot of discussion about, and we have some randomized trials that are starting to provide somewhat mixed evidence. So this next gentleman is in good health. Let's start with the 48-year-old, because the responses are almost identical, so it really doesn't matter. He underwent a radical prostatectomy as well as a node dissection. The nodes are all negative. The pathology revealed a Gleason 7, 4 plus 3. His preoperative PSA was 8.5. His PSA was 0 at 6 weeks when he comes in, and that's the time we're going to discuss with him and highlight that the seminal vesicles were negative. That's a good thing. His lymph nodes, as I already mentioned, were negative. However, we will try and explain to him the implication of these one or two positive margins, and we can talk about both. One, if he had two positive margins, one was at the apex and one was posterior. And the question is what to do. Well, in the survey, we indicated that there were two positive margins, one at the apex and one posterior, and there's a difference in what urologists and what radiation oncologists would suggest. The urologists for both age groups, a little more than half, 60 to 70%, would observe this gentleman, monitoring their PSA, and then potentially intervene when the PSA rose. In contrast, almost two-thirds of the radiation oncologists at either age would suggest adjuvant external beam radiation therapy. And now I should say that 30 to 40% of urologists also would do so. The randomized trials, as I read it in this question, are not conclusive. There is no survival benefit in the Southwest Oncology study. There is a longer time to subsequent clinical recurrence. The way I would look at this patient is, one, he has a possibility that he has systemic disease because he has a Gleason 7. The location of the positive margin is important. A posterior margin means, as I understand it, and one would always want to look at the slides, but in most cases, simply means that the tumor has touched the edge where it abuts the perirectal fat. And most of those really do not indicate that that fellow will have a local recurrence. The apex is the most common site of a positive margin in most series, in our series as well, because that's where one is trying to be very careful to maximize urethral length to maintain continence. And the prostate often, in men, starts to extend around the urethra, of course, at that location, and one has to make a judgment where you divide the urethra, trying to, as much as possible, again, if you're doing a nerve-preserving procedure as well, you've got technical things that are very critical, trying not to leave any prostate. So this is a common site.